Thank you, Ramen and Choir. Greet each other. Jesus is the Christ. He's all the solutions for our problems. You must be sleepy, but you had a great lunch and you're full. And then it's getting really warm. I've been told that my voice will just make you sleepy. My worship is the time that you receive the grace. And then especially today is the Easter. Even during the worship time, God is still with me even now. This time is a time to solve the problems that I cannot solve. This is a time for me to heal my problems that's been old. Then that's how you pray and give worship. So you should really have this system. Every day, my gospel, Jesus is the Christ. It's not the Christ that someone else is talking about. My Christ who really solved my problem. And that's God really wants us to pray. The first step to really form this prayer system is actually to believe. Because if you cannot really believe that, oh yeah, I have to pray. I really have to pray. Because it's not possible for me, but it's possible if it's God's power. And then indeed, God is really guiding me by His word. If you believe in that, and that's how you can really receive the answer. The prayer system is not really about how many times and how long you're going to pray. Even if it's brief, even if it's once, you believe in it and then pray, and that will be answered. And when you really start praying, then first and most, you have to really pray to receive the grace to believe in God's word. It's not really your spell to really say it repeatedly. It's really have to be that covenant, and then you really have to believe in it. And you should be truly happy that God is with you. First and most, it's important for you to believe that in. Ephesians 2:8, this is what it says. Because of your faith. Because of the faith, then because of the grace, through grace you're saved. Because it was grace so that you received that grace, that faith. And that it didn't really occur in yourself, it was given. Even believing that God's word itself is the grace of God. So when you really start praying, God, I want to believe. I really want to believe that Jesus is truly the Christ. And then this triune God is really the God who is with me. I want to believe that I'm the God's child. I really believe that my day is the day that God will really have the word evangelization. Then you will really encounter many meetings, and then you might have some incidents. And then in my family, this is kind of person. In my workplace, I have this kind of problems. But I can't really solve them. My diligence And then my hard working is not going to really bring any answers. I really want to revive these people in that field. That's why you send me to this field. Please give me the spiritual power so that I can really revive this field. Please give me the wisdom so that I can really revive these people in my field. Please give me the physical power so that I continuously keep reviving these people until the end, and then I really need to have the financial power so that I can really continuously have this movement. And let me really have the meeting of the disciples so that we can continuously have this movement. Please give me the grace so that all these powers will be given from God, by God. The most important thing, in the name of Jesus Christ, please give me the grace so that I can really believe that everything will be answered in the name of Jesus Christ. The name of Jesus Christ, Philippians 2:21, is the name to govern all the creatures. All the darkness, this is the name to really break down all the darkness. This is only name to really give the life to the dead. It's the name of Jesus Christ that will be make it possible from the impossible. Please give me the grace and the faith so that I can really believe in that. Then with that, you start praying from that morning in the name of Jesus Christ. At this moment, this Creator God, then all the Christ who resolves all the problems, and the Holy Spirit who is with me all the time. This time, these trying God is with me. In the name of Jesus Christ, the power, wisdom, and grace, and all the at the throne will be given to me throughout today. I won't be captured by the past. I will be successful today. Please give me the answer to really revive the future. The darkness that is blocking me from enjoying it, in the name of Jesus Christ, I break down. In the name of Jesus Christ, please give me the power that I need today. And please give me the answer for the lifelong prayer. Throughout today, whatever I study, whatever I work, all the things I do will be used to revive all the next generations and the Gentiles and all the multi-ethnics. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. And you go to the work, you go to school. Lots of things happen. But today's journey, is actually the day that will be led by the God who really planned out today. God, throughout today, please guide me so as the way you planned. Please give me the grace to believe in that. So no matter what happens, please give me the 10 secrets. You gave me the 10 secrets to really survive any kinds of situations throughout today. Please use me to revive others for the sake of the evangelism missions to revive in the next generation. No matter what happens, please give me the spiritual strength so that I can really survive. So every day, I grab hold onto the pulpit message. I really have the platform of the faith. Please guide me with all the authorities. You might make mistakes, you might fall down. You receive lots of problems. However, you really know that you are the God, you are the God's child eternally. And God is the one who really promised with you to be with you forever. Then He even gave you the promise that if you really pray in the name of Jesus Christ, it will be answered. Even if you really have the disbelief, then if you really repent, and then everything will be really forgiven and led. You're God's child who really had the victory over the curse, Satan, and darkness. And then please give me the grace so that I can really change the flow. Let me really change the flow of the disbelief to the flow of the belief. Please give me the strength so that I can really see up, down, and all around. Please give me the grace so that I can really see the past and present future to really realize why I'm living today. And please give me the grace so that I can really have the grab hold onto the covenant. And then to me, let me be able to see the lifelong plan for the rest of my life, why I have to live. Please let me see the blessing. Whatever I hear, I see, and I think, everything will be converted to the prayer. Then, wherever you go, then God's kingdom will be established. Then you will have the spiritual change. Because the darkness will be really changed to the light. Then you come back to the house, and then you pray. Then you receive the answer. And throughout today, thank you for giving me the proofs and evidences. What kind of evidences? At the Mount Calvary, Christ really finished everything. Before you sleep, you must really grab hold of your own problem. In the name of Jesus Christ, who really solved all the problems, you really have to pray. At Mount Olives, God really gave us the missions. If you really realize it, then you realize that throughout the day, then all the mission was really fulfilled. Please give me the grace so that I can really live tomorrow according to this own that mission. All the Holy Spirit that was working upon the Mark's upper room will be upon me. All the anxieties, worries, and disbeliefs will be discarded. Even when I fall asleep, please give me the feeling of the Holy Spirit. And God, give me the blessing of the Antioch Church. Please give me the grace so that we can really have the true missions. It's not really about just talking to the multi-ethnics. Let me really have the answers of the mission so that all these multi-ethnics will be rooted in the gospel. Through my business, through my studies, please use those things for this fulfillment. Then you will think about the field that you will go tomorrow. God, to whom I should really deliver this message? Who is this one person? Where is this place? What is this work of God? Please guide me only by the Holy Spirit. Tomorrow, I'm pretty sure that maybe many things will happen. Whenever it is, give me the grace so that I can really pause and then pray. Please give me the great answer so that I can be really led by the Holy Spirit. And then we will go to the Roman evangelization, and please give me the answer for that tomorrow. Please give me the spiritual strength so that I can really go to Rome. And this prayer, I don't even know when it will be answered. But I know that it will be answered. And that evidence of that will be really delivered to the next generations. Whomever I really praying right now, then this gospel will be really delivered. All the darkness blocking all these things will be really broken down. I believe. So then that day will come. Maybe that day may not come in my generation, but that day will come, and that day will be really will be fulfilled until that Jesus will come for a second time, and then please guide me by the Holy Spirit. If you really have that sickness, then you should really be focused on the prayer until you don't really have to pay attention to your all the anxieties, worries. Do you have any of those? You will start thinking, did I really have any anxieties and worries? Is it really possible? That's why you really have to pray to receive the grace so that you can really believe in it. All the diseases, sickness, worries, anxieties. Because Jesus Christ has really solved these things. When you really believe in this, then that work of God will be really revealed itself. It doesn't happen just because you say it. The work of the Christ had been really happened. After all, what is the prayer? By Jesus Christ, I was changed as the God's child. Through Christ, all the problems in past and present and future had been really changed. You're not alive. I'm in Christ, and Christ is in me, and that's how the Christ is living in me. Then the Christ is enough. 2 Corinthians 5:17, all the old things had been really past, and now I became very new. I'm the new creation. And I'm the God's child that the blood of the Jesus Christ is running through. So all these anxieties and then all the sickness, it's not the things that you will be thinking of. That's how much you gotta concentrate. If you can't believe in, you really have to start praying so that you will receive the grace to really believe in it. Did really Christ solve all the things? It's very important to ask. Because you really have to meet with Christ, really. Then all by yourself, you really have to meet with Christ. So that God gave you the present. God gave you, each of you, the present. What is that? That is the salvation. If you have received a present, then one thing you have to do, you gotta say thank you because you received the present. Then, if when you receive the present, then you said, why do you give this to me? You open it, or you put the present after you receive the present, then you really have to use it. Isn't that right? Then someone who gives the present to you will really feel good. This week, I gave all the presents to my parents, my brother, and then brother, sister-in-law. I gave the t-shirt to my parents. To Tim, my brother, and then sister-in-law, then I gave them the present. T-shirt. Only my sister-in-law actually wore that. My parents, my brother, I've never seen them wearing it yet. They said thank you to me. Probably it's still wrapped. But how I felt, I didn't feel good. Because I gave the present and then they didn't use. That my sister-in-law actually was wearing it during the Remnant Conference. Then she was even showing off that, oh, I got this as a present. And then only the evangelist right there. Isn't that right? Same thing. We have received the Christ as the present. You gotta use it. You gotta use this salvation of Christ. Then if you understand it, then you can finish this worship. If you really have the worries and anxieties, you really have to understand one thing. You have to know that your problem is very old. It just didn't really start from yesterday. And the Bible, it says that Satan existed before the creation. You might have received the scars from the parents, but however, the scars didn't really start from your parents. Even before you were created, and then this problem actually existed. Then you should really acknowledge the problem as the old one. But this old problems, then God gave you the present. Then God said, before the creation, I chose you. The problem is the way old before the creation. However, God had the plan for you to save you before the creation. Then that problem you have right now is, after all, God really planned that everything will be finished and accomplished by Christ. Then that's what you really have to believe in. This problem that I have, or in my family, before the creation, God has the plan to really finish it before the creation. That day you believe in that, God will give you the present at the perfect moment. So don't have the anxiety. However, inside of us, we have the sins. We have the sins we committed. We have the transgressions and the sins of the ancestors and in the future as well. If you look at Isaiah 53, 4 to 6, let's read. Surely he took up our pain and bore our suffering, yet we consider him punished by God, stricken by him and afflicted. Verse 5. But he was pierced for our transgressions, he was crushed for our iniquity. The punishment that brought us peace was on him, but by his wounds we were healed. We all, like sheep, have gone astray. Each of us has turned to our own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity for us all. From the beginning, all the problems, all the hardships, everything was really given to the Christ. Then that was the plan. And John, then John 19:30 says, 1:29 says, all the problems that have been you've been suffering from, all the problems that you have no choice but to die, but Jesus Christ really took that problems and the sins on himself. Why did God do that? Because he loves you, to really set you free from these sins, to be with you. Isn't that right? Jesus really didn't have to do it. Why? Because God, he is God himself without any sins, and he is the, however he really wanted to save us who really had the problems. So he himself really decided to really come to this earth with the flesh. And on the cross, he solved all the things. This is the present from God to you. Romans 8:2. And it says you won't be accused for the sins anymore. All this situation state that you had no choice but to be in, all this fate, you are completely out of it and you're free from that. You really have to enter into the prayer to really believe in that fact. So Jesus Christ really received all the problems and he died for us. Not only that, he truly resurrected. There's only one person who resurrected. There's no human who resurrected. There may be some people who resurrected for the temporary and then died one again. If you really have the time, then you have to listen to the story of the pastor's wife's father's story. So anyway, we have no choice but to really die, and they have no choice but to really descend to the hell. Then Jesus really overcame the Satan, hell, and darkness. Because you have really accepted this Jesus Christ and you really received that same thing. It means that when the way of the judgment, on the day of the judgment, if you really have the life of the Jesus Christ, if you really have the eternal life, then you can really, you will move to the eternal heaven. But but the chances will finish, will last until your spirit is in the physical body. So within the limit, then God really gave you the grace. So this Christ is living even now. And then God really gave you the promise that if you really pray in the name of Jesus Christ, and that will be answered. Eternally, you're God's child. You shouldn't forget it. In the name of Jesus Christ, God gave you the second present. That is the Holy Spirit. Why God gave us the Holy Spirit? Then Jesus really gave us the promise. I will send you the Advocate. Then he died on the cross and resurrected for 40 days. To the disciples, he was really given the messages until he ascended to heaven. Then he kept talking about the same promise. Only when the Holy Spirit comes on you, then you will receive the power. And until the end of the earth, you will be my witnesses. So before he died, and then after he resurrected, he gave the same promise. So until the end, then God is with you, the Holy Spirit is with you. That means that you are truly the God's child as the saved one, and then He gave you, He put the evidence in you. As soon as you accepted Jesus Christ, there is one thing that will be changed. That is the status. Physically, you may not have any changes, even if you don't have the life changed. Spiritually, your status will be changed to the God's child. Then this Holy Spirit will be really guiding you accurately. Not only that, then the Holy Spirit will remind you of the God's word. After I preached the gospel to the new believer, then I met that person like a month later, because they are on the travel. Then they actually went to the temple to visit. As soon as he got there, then he remembered the God's word. I don't really have to go to the temple. I don't really have to buy all these charms. Because this is everything is the idol worshiping. Then as soon as he saw it, then he remembered it. Then I told him, yes, that is right. That is the evidence that God is with you. You just might think it's just so simple thing, but it's very important. What kind of life would it be if you're really led by the Holy Spirit, and then your life will be the one to really keep testifying the God's word? When you really confess the Jesus Christ, then the Holy Spirit will be working upon you, and then the darkness will be broken down, and then the God's kingdom will be upon it. Then the God is really leading you to the life to really testify the God's word. Then what about your problems? I told you that before the creation, that problems is actually meant to be solved, because that problem is actually for, it will be the things that you will be testifying about. So instead of you really have all the anxious time, you really have to change the time to the time you really imprint all this God's word and enjoying the evidence. When you really have the Holy Spirit working upon you, you will receive the spiritual power to revive all the people. All the disbeliefs and old scars, everything will be healed by this greatest power. Every day, please give me the feeling of Holy Spirit. Then God really gave me the greatest power, that is the church. Yourself is the God's church. Then God really gave you the gospel church as the present. I think some of you might really say, I'm very thankful to be saved, to meet Pastor Shin, to meet the gospel church. Yes, that is correct. It's very important. Then yourself, for the non-believers, and then yourself is a present itself. From the non-believers' eyes, you are the God's present for them. Because through you, that person can meet this Christ. Then you really have to change your thought against the non-believers. They are not enemies. They are not just friends to get along with. As a God's present, I've met these people. What's the role of the present? You give the presence to make them happy, because yourself is the present from God. Then how exactly? The only Christ, you enjoy the only Christ, and then you only talk about the Christ. Confess to each other, let's confess only Christ. Then only God's kingdom. If among you, if you're not really sure the mission, maybe among the remnants, you're not quite sure about the future. I don't even know what to do with my work or the study. You really have to pray for this. God, all this plan that was really planned before the creation, please give me the grace so that I can really realize the plan. Maybe you should really pray before that. God, do you really have the lifelong plan for me? Because we tend to really decide on our own life after you look at the world. But surely God really had the plan for you. Philippians 1:6. In each of you, God really planned it, God's will. In each of you, God really had planned of the God's plan. So until the day of the Jesus Christ, and then all these things will be really fulfilled. So give me the grace so that really the God is the one who really have my future. Please give me the grace so that I can really find that lifelong mission. I really want to be that God's child so that I can really only rely on the Holy Spirit. Of course, knowledge and money is necessary, but everything is tool. That fundamentally, everything will be done by the Holy Spirit. It's not by the power. It's not by the ability. Only by the Holy Spirit everything is possible. Only by the Holy Spirit, please guide me as the witnesses. Please change me so that I can really become the person of the prayer. Then please give me the mind of the missions. For the sake of the Japan evangelization, then the world evangelization is the God's will. Until that happens, Father of Gospel Church, Father of Gospel Church, please guide me as the remnants and the church leaders to really revive and to raise the 300 regional churches and the 3,000 disciples. Please give me the spiritual strength and financial power to really revive the non-pastoral churches. And please give me the intellectual power and then spiritual power, financial power to really raise the seminary school. And then please give us the power to really send all this ACA to all the places. And please give us the church construction And please give me the answer. Through the church construction, we will have the three courtyards. We will nurture the disciples, nurture the main figures of the 3 days weekend. Then it's very, the covenant that was given to you is very simple. As a gospel church should become your covenant. The covenant of the Azov Gospel Church is actually your lifelong covenant. Do you believe in it? Those who really believe in it will receive the answers. If you're not yet sure about this, if it's really be these things are really related to me and my future, it's okay. One day you will receive the grace from God. But you really have to start praying to receive that grace to believe. Because God is the covenantal God. He's not just gonna make a joke out of the covenant. He is complete and perfect and all the adequate covenant. That covenant of God had been really given to Pastor Shin, and then through him that you have received this, then this covenant should be really yours. Then you have to really enjoy the resurrected Christ, and you also have to enjoy the blessing to share. Before the presider comes, 1 minute. Let's pray to really receive the grace to believe in God's word. We have received the present of the salvation, Holy Spirit, and the church. We have received this blessing, therefore we need to enjoy and share it. Let's pray.